Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned, and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
Hello, there you go. Welcome to show number 2,991. Nine shows away from 3,000. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Chad Smith, Woman Fox, and my cock. In the men's room. On tap today, the random question is back. Your guess is as good as mine. Categories: French fries and cheese. We will review some men's room rules. Get ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, a men's room shot of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time of tip.
Click clack. You're going to jump.
All right, here we go. Arrested Florida couple decides to hell with it and has sex in the back of a police patrol car. Meanwhile, Florida ex-con now behind bars after assaulting girlfriend with cookie from a John. To Louisiana, where burglar is arrested busting into places wearing a gorilla suit. Meanwhile, woman flying from Australia gets home and finds a python in her boot. And Boston bank robbers are caught threatening and wanting to blow up a bank. They are 14 and 15 years old. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, people call the cops for a lot of reasons. And as best we can tell, a lot of those reasons are stupid. In Canada, a guy called 911 because he was having trouble finding what's the most Canadian possible answer to this question.
Tim Hortons.
Not a bad guess. Couldn't find a Zamboni. That's right. He was hosting a hockey match. He couldn't find a Zamboni. Called 911. Like I said, as Canadian as it gets, still does not constitute an emergency. Meanwhile, an 18-year-old kid in Arkansas, he calls the cops to report underage drinking. And before you think he's just one of them party poopers and he's lame, he was calling the cops on himself because he convinced them he should be taken to jail because he's underage and he'd gotten that drunk. But not to be outdone, a guy in Indiana, he called the cops to complain about his crack dealer. Again, he called the cops to complain about his crack dealer. But if you do have to get arrested, hope that the arresting officer is like the cop from Florida. He just got suspended, but it's because he played Bruno Mars and Barry White in his patrol car while the couple he arrested can get it down in the back seat while driving them to jail. Ta-da! These are some of the stories we've seen that have led us to many questions. Questions we'd like to ask you in the form of the random question. And this is how it works. You call us, we will ask you a question that completes random. And after your answer, we'll share with you the news story that inspired said question.
Before the big show on the random question, call 844-999. Olo, you can like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send your emails to the men's room at men'sroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Hold the toilet, and away we go. Welcome to show number 2,991. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat as we are now only nine shows away from show number 3,000.
The crowd is very excited
about
that.
What a big deal. People, there is such a buzz you would not believe. It's, wow. That's all I can say. It's completely amazing. For you today, maybe one of the best shows that we've ever done. Your guess is as good as mine. The categories today will be French fries and cheese. We have everyone's favorite cheeses. I figured, what the hell? Let's go food. And then we have one guy in L.A. who writes for the L.A. Times. And he did what he believes to be an unscientific but yet somewhat scientific study of all the major chain restaurants that have over 200 chains in the United States. He sampled French fries from every one of these establishments.
Unscientific, but somewhat scientific
crisp
study.
Well, in his mind,
that just means unscientific.
If crispiness of a French fry is something that's positive, he rates that as a positive thing.
Are you going to go over his criteria?
What I'm saying is that some people prefer a soggy fry. We know that person is Mike Hogg. That might be your preferred thing. In his world, these were the criteria standpoint that he thought made the best French fry, the texture, the taste, all of that stuff. But he did go and sample fries from all these different places.
He got paid to do that.
Okay, look, this is how good this guy is. All right, this is why I know this guy's on time.
Because you agree?
Yes. That's exactly right. He went to
I agree with this.
He went to all these places. Mm-hmm. What were the worst French fries?
In-N-Out Burger.
Exactly.
I believe him.
And he's from Los Angeles.
I believe him.
In-N-Out Burger is his favorite place. So he says all this.
Okay.
He's like, look, man, I get them when I go. I just got to tell you, they're horrible.
They are. They really are.
You know what I mean? And he's like, look, people tell me, do different things. Get them animal style. Get them well done. There's all kinds of tricks. Either way, you
shouldn't have to do a trick to get a good French fry.
There you go. And then we have America's favorite cheeses. So that's coming up with your guess is as good as mine. Yeah, people love cheese. 96% of Americans say they love cheese. Do you know anyone that does not love cheese?
I don't. I know people that don't like certain cheeses, but I've never met anyone who says I don't like cheese. Some people can't eat it. I understand that. Some people will not eat it. Like if you're vegan or whatever, I get that. But I have not met anyone who does not like. That's like saying I don't like music.
You could, I like cheese. I don't know that I love it.
You could not.
What?
You could not pick America's number one cheese. I'll give you $100 if you can figure out what America's number one cheese is. Just take a random guess. I'll tell you. I'll tell you later on if you're right.
All right, cheddar.
It should be mozzarella.
So your guess is as good as mine.
One of us
coming
got
up with fries and cheese being a category.
Damn, that's a lot of money.
We'll review some men's room rules coming up as well. If you have a potential rule, the complete list of rules is available at our website at mensroomlive.com, and it's separated up into categories. So we'll see if we can put some new rules into effect coming up right before we drink and toast. With
I paid Ted $100.
Of course, yeah. Just like of course. Of course. And I know why, too. If you think it through, it makes complete sense.
That's what I did.
And what did you?
Well, now you owe him $100.
Yeah, but I know your thought.
Pizza, string cheese.
There you go. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Okay. So there's number
you
one
never
for you.
Guess.
If you're going to play coming up here with your guess is as good as mine. I would have never picked that in a million years. By the way, I would have forgot about string cheese.
My refrigerator has a roll of string cheese. It looks like you could mount it into a gun and but it's just this. Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, yeah.
I like the little round ones. They come in the way.
Oh, like laughing
the
cow?
Baby bell?
Happy
yeah,
cow
yeah,
baby
yeah, yeah.
bell.
I'm that guy. See, I like
really?
Cheese, but
yeah.
The baby bell throws me off.
Why?
I don't know.
Because you're a grown man buying something called baby bell.
Yeah, baby,
I'm sure
it.
The cheese is delicious.
They come in a little plastic nutcase thing, a little plastic bag, you know what I mean? Like the little net you get.
Is this a semen sample or
no,
cheese?
No, I've just seen it like when you get the gold coins at the Hanukkah. It's the same little mesh bag.
Yeah, like I'd hand my child.
Like I buy a bag of lime.
Except they eat cheese sticks.
This time it's got cheese in.
All right, the random question. Question 844-999. Oh, and away we go.
Random.
Hello, Cody.
Random,
welcome
random,
to the men's
random,
room.
Random.
Hola.
Cody, welcome to the program. The random question. Okay.
Guess what America's favorite cheese is.
Yeah, that's right. Whoa, you'll be so shocked.
It's going to be a tough one.
I'll put that on Big Dummy.
All right, Cody, where is the oddest place that you've gotten it on? Where's the oddest place that you've gotten it on?
That'd probably have to be a movie theater.
During an actual movie being played?
Yes, it was actually at a one of those $2 theaters.
$2 theater?
What the hell is a $2 theater? I mean, where would I find those?
Out in Federal Way. They okay. actually have
Are there other people in the movie theater watching your $2 movie?
No, we were the only ones there.
Okay. Okay. Is the $2 movie like Jaws, or is it a movie that's been out
for
like...
They're older movies, definitely.
Okay.
Ones that have already been pulled from theaters.
What do you...
That's what I was going to say. Like, it's probably already on DVD, but you can still go to the theater and watch
and have sex. Yeah, I mean, if that's the case.
Exactly.
Well, if you want the movie theater of experience of a movie you like, I guess
that's
what
not my movie theater experience.
Yeah,
having
true.
Sex while watching movies. Yeah. What movies were playing when you were getting it on?
Oh, man, what movie was it?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. No, you answer my question.
That wasn't the top thing on.
Now, logistically, how do you work this out? Because there's still the possibility that an employee's going to walk in for whatever reason, right?
We figured that if we were in the back row, that if there was anyone up top that they couldn't see down
okay.
in that area. And, yeah, we just took the risk.
Well, let me ask you, did you go in with the intent to watch a movie and then see your opportunity? Or did you already kind of have a plan going in that you were going to have sex when you were in there?
We went in there for the movie.
Okay, so initially you went there to actually watch a movie.
How much movie went by before you decided to start? I mean, did you do the old penis in the popcorn cup trick or what? Like, how did this happen?
It got about halfway through the movie. It really wasn't all that it was cracked up to be. And
you spent $2.
Yeah, exactly. And we had talked about it prior, you know.
Right. So it wasn't like Shawshank Redemption was on or something.
We had talked about it. I like this. All right, listen, as a movie critic, I want to let you know, if I start having sex and don't finish the movie, it's no good. 50% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah. Okay.
I enjoyed my day, though.
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah, you had sex in the movie theater.
I guess the reason we asked the oddest place you got it on is because of this story out of Florida. Not your typical jail ride, they say. Florida police officer has been suspended without pay for having watched a couple in the back have sexual activity that happened in the back seat of his patrol car. While among other the violations, Officer Doug McNeil with the Fort Pierce Police Department responded to a shoplifting call in a Walmart, and he took two people in, a 23-year-old and a 24-year-old, into custody. And then he put them in the back seat of the car. Neither was handcuffed. Neither were wearing seatbelts. And while en route to jail, Just the Way You Are by Bruno Mars and Can't Get Enough of Your Love by
Can't
Barry
Get Enough
White
of Your Love
was playing on the stereo.
Baby!
And the latter song's words apparently rang true. Per the report, video footage shows the couple holding each other, cuddling and kissing. When the car arrives at the jail, McNeil parks the car and finishes paperwork with the two still in the back seat of the car. He allows Lee to smoke a cigarette, and he allows the guy, behind the car for some reason. He could stand outside. The report then states that due to Lee and Molendick, that's his last
that's
name.
That's his last name, Molendick. Mm-hmm.
Molendick's body posture and arm movement.
That's a drug I'm not taking.
It's apparent that Molendick and Lee are sexually pleasuring each other with their hands. This continues for approximately 6 minutes. The report notes McNeil is saying he was fine with the kissing but did not see the sexual activity.
That I ain't good enough for your love, baby.
Yeah, I missed all that.
Yeah.
Smooth, good call.
Smooth jams. Old school favorites.
Jazz hands.
That's right. Yes.
By the way, as far as that question goes, people having sex in odd places. Someone says the movie playing while I had sex in the movie theater was Eurotrip. Anyone remember that movie?
Yeah.
All right, well.
It was a comedy, right?
It's a comedy. Again, not good on Rotten Tomatoes. You have sex?
Yeah.
Someone else, I had sex on the roof of an SUV. I will assume it was not moving. Someone had sex at a water park on the bungee platform on a junior high field trip.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, guys. How's it going?
Hola.
All right, Tom, here we go.
Let's see here. Okay. Other than this past year's Super Bowl, what did you believe did not live up to the hype or the expectations? What did not live up to the hype or expectations in your mind?
Oh, let's see. Well, yeah, the Seahawks didn't go as far as we all planned.
Well, we were planning for the Ravens, and they didn't get that far either.
We weren't planning for the Ravens.
No, that's not true.
And you shouldn't have planned for the Seahawks, man. Before the season began, they did so much better than anyone thought they were going to do, right?
Yeah.
They had no offensive line. They're going to get killed. Well, at least I said that.
Yeah. Their offensive line wasn't even a question.
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, I'm not real big into, you know, all the sports. And the Seahawks, I start falling off once they, you know, once they start not winning, I start not watching.
That's what they want to hear.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
10,000 tickets to our first 10,000 fair weather fans.
Yeah, I mean, I'm guilty of that as well every once in a while.
Well, yeah, I watched it depends on what's going on. Or, you know, a couple of other games after, but once they started just, you know, that was just, Seahawks were like, you know, that I don't watch any other sport, so, you know, and,
Let me ask you. It's harder to watch if they're not doing that well.
Once a year, McDonald's gives us the McRib. And once a year, right around now, they're going to bring out the Shamrock Shake.
Oh, yeah. Their mushroom Swiss burger wasn't as good as they've had before.
This is what I'm saying. To me, that's where I get killed with the hype the most. You know what I mean? You look at these commercials, it sounds so awesome. And it's not that all of them are bad, but they're never nearly as good as you deeply hope. And it could be pizza, it could be fast food, our new double quaff strut pretzel.
What about the pancake bites to have for breakfast? Anybody?
Pancake.
No?
What, a McDonald's?
I'm thinking about the cheesy bacon fries. I was there last night.
Did you get
night.
Them?
No, I did not get them. I looked and I did not get them.
You're talking about it for 2 weeks.
I know, but
you've spent
you know what it was?
Weeks. Oh my God, I missed my chance. Now you're there and don't do it?
I was at the drive-thru.
So?
I just didn't think they'd make it home.
Then eat them in the car like everyone else
does.
But they
have cheese and bacon all over them.
It doesn't matter.
All right. I just thought I made the right
call. That is so weak.
My fries were still warm when I got home.
That is so weak.
Oh, come on.
That is pretty weak.
What, that I didn't get them?
No, talking about 2 weeks.
Well, I got bacon on my burger. I did half.
But that's not
the meal you wanted. You went to the motherland.
I
you climbed
the
to the top of the mountain to ask the wizard some goddamn stuff. And then they're like, I just talked. I didn't ask him anything.
How are you
doing, wizard? Are you good?
I thought I made the right call. It's like getting poutine to go. You know, right. When you get home.
But you already know
soup.
How poutine's going to be.
I know. It's
you weren't excited for
it.
You weren't excited
picture,
about these fries.
If I ate them there, you know what I mean? Like if I could sit down, go to the condiment
bar. You could just eat them in the car.
The reason we asked what didn't live up to the expectations and the hype. 62-year-old guy named Kenneth Woods went to a police station in Evansville, Indiana, to file a complaint against his crack dealer. Apparently, it never occurred to him that complaining about your crack dealer means you're admitting you have a crack dealer. Anyway, Kenneth was upset because his dealer and his dealer's significant other were letting him buy his crack on credit. But now that his debt is over $400, they're trying to collect. And since he hasn't paid up, they're threatening to mess up his car and shoot him.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Yeah. So the cops took down his complaint. There's no word if they busted the crack dealer or whether they're going to bust Kenneth. Just so you know, he admitted to buying a whole bunch of crack.
And we don't know if they even bothered. No, they're like, let it play out.
No idea.
So let
$400
tab.
Random.
That's a lot.
Random.
Yeah, it's a very cheap drug.
I know. Random, that's like wrong. Any other drug, $400, you're still good. Right?
Like you got a couple ounces.
I can't believe he found a crack dealer. It's just like, all right, you can have some credit.
Right. I mean, come on.
that guy's an idiot, but he seems like bad drug dealers, too.
Right. You're good for it.
You're right. You're a crackhead.
You're here, but good. You're a crackhead, so I believe you're responsible enough that you're going to pay me back for free crack. Yeah, that's on the drug dealers. Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hola.
Chris, welcome to the program. Random question.
Let's go with this one. What, Chris, what Olympic events would you honestly believe that you could do the best at? What would be the event that you could do in your mind, whether it's winter, summer, you look at it, you watch it?
You're not going to win, but if they said, what are you going to do best at for you?
Best out of all the sports. Mm-hmm. What do you think you could do better at than anyone else?
I was going to say, like bobbing in the pool is an Olympic sport. That'd be awesome because I'm really fat, so I float really well.
If floating was a sport?
I think skiing, maybe.
Is there a sport where there's a lot of fat dudes? I mean, even if it's at the back of the bobsled, front of the bobsled.
Normally it's like, not curling. Fat, but like shot put and right, hammer squatting. Throw and big, ooh. Or deadlifting. They're bigger guys in those events. I mean, stronger as hell, but I mean, it's all about the strength.
I didn't say I was strong. I said it's fat. There's a difference.
Okay. Oh. Well, you can ski well. What would be your skiing competition?
The jump.
Yeah.
That would be...
So I grew up in Alaska, so they always kind of took us out on little field trips to the mountains where we would just, like, fall down the hill gracefully with skis on for a few hours a day. And I guess if I could pick anything, then it would be that one because I didn't fall.
How about, okay, do you remember Eddie the Eagle from, like, I don't know, the 1988 Olympics or something like this? This guy, it's an English guy, and more to your point of the bobsled, like more short and squat than fat, but had a bit of a pot belly. Mm-hmm. I believe he's the first guy to ski in the Olympics for England, right? Anyway, he's doing the ski jump, and he was the most popular guy. He sucked. I mean, make no mistake, he was terrible. Like, he would do the jump, he would jump like 20 feet, but the crowd would go crazy. But Eddie the Eagle, you should Google him.
Can you ice skate, Bing, from Canada?
Alaska.
Yeah, Alaska. It's the same thing, right?
No, it really is. That's why I got confused.
Yeah. No, I can't ice skate. I'm terrible at it. I went back and I took my kids out to the roller rink the other day, and I tried rollerblading, and it was really embarrassing.
It's hard. If you can't do it, it's hard. How about, can you shoot a rifle?
Yeah, I can do that.
All right.
Maybe riflery.
Now like we're tracking.
Maybe the biathlon.
The biathlon.
Is that the, what, ski?
That's where
shoot?
You cross-country ski, yeah. And then you stop.
Boy,
and
if that wasn't invented for black people, I don't know what was. So I will gracefully bow out because I am the obvious gold medal winner, right? You see me roll up, they're like, ah, oh, damn.
Well, the Winter Olympics is tough that way. It's as white as the snow. The reason we asked what Olympic event would you honestly do best at, organizers of the 2024 Summer Olympics in Paris announced Thursday that they'd like breakdancing to become an Olympic sport in 2024. I can't even believe that breakdancing is back. That's cool. That's from the 70s. When breakdancing first started in the South Bronx. Either way, I guess it's back in popularity. Skateboarding, climbing, and surfing are the other three. Those three will debut at the Tokyo 2020 Summer Olympics.
Why not?
They're looking for more.
Surfing?
Surfing, climbing, and skateboarding. I hope it's not a race in the climbing world. That seems a little dangerous.
Why are you worried about it, man? They'll be fine. These are trained, honed.
I guess they probably have a harness on.
Everything's dangerous.
Yeah, they're strapped
not
in.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. We're pleased to see the Paris 2024 proposal for new sports and Olympic program is very much in line with the reforms of the Olympic agenda for 2020 for more gender-balanced, youthful-focused, and more urban events. Breakdancing, also known as... breaking.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Breakdancing. 2024 in Paris. More of the random question coming up. 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Your guess is as good as mine. Code of categories, French fries and cheese. We will do your guess is as good as mine right after emails on our random question.
Random.
844-999-OLA.
Hello, Brandon. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hello, Brandon. Random. All right.
How's it going?
Doing well, man. All right, Brandon, let's go with this one. What were you surprised to find? What were you surprised to find? Sometimes it's like a $20 bill in an old winter coat that you haven't worn in like, you know, a year and a half or something. What were you surprised to find?
I think I'm always surprised when people leave me gifts on my route. I'm a mailman.
Okay.
They leave you gifts. So
what are some of the better things? You ever get like a 6-pack or a 12-pack out there?
No, I've heard people have gotten wine before, but I've never gotten anything like that.
Okay.
I've gotten gift cards and cookies and whatnot, but...
How do you feel about eating other people's food? Like, if you know what I mean, here's a plate of cookies. Is that a good thing?
Oh, yeah. If somebody hands you something they made.
Right? Okay. You're all right with that?
Yeah.
Have you had anyone offer you, like, cookies or cake or something that they made? You said thank you, but the judgment call on the person you met, you just threw it in the trash.
No, nothing like that. It's usually older women who have the baked goods.
Ah, I see.
All right.
Their secret ingredient is ground.
Now, I got to ask you, are there still the people, just like a dog waiting for their owner to get home, looking out the window? Are there still those people who are eagerly awaiting the mail, see you, and almost come out immediately when you get there?
Oh, absolutely.
I'm guessing mostly older people?
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay. Older people are people that just don't have jobs.
Is it more about the fact that... Okay, but they just want to talk to you, correct? I mean, the idea is they just want to have conversation, correct?
Sometimes. I usually have my headphones in, though, so I kind of avoid the conversation.
Smart move.
The old Seattle trick.
That's a veteran right there. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, a veteran at the trade.
You must have taken King County Metro.
I do that, man, I'm telling you, on the bus. But it doesn't matter if you're listening to anything or not, but it just reduces how many people talk.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The reason we asked, what were you surprised to find? Customs and Border Protection, this comes our way from Fox News, announced that cocaine valued at more than $19 million, and this could be the reason that People Love Hawaiian Pizza was seized after being discovered inside of shipments of pineapples.
Uh-huh.
The cargo of fruits came from Colombia, and it arrived at
Colombia. Colombia
pineapples.
Colombia pineapples.
Jesus Christ, guys, come on.
Arrived at the Savannah seaport in Georgia.
You might as well just label it cocaine.
It was intercepted by CBP officials. Officers went in to examine. Hidden within the package in the shipment was 450 packages that weighed more than 1,100 pounds.
Damn.
A subsequent field test confirmed the packages contained cocaine. A subsequent field test would mean, just like the movies, somebody's got a pocket knife, they rip into that bag, they dip their pinky finger in, they take a big scoop, they lick it, and they go, yeah.
That's anthrax.
That's the straight stuff right there.
Oh, boy. Oh, God.
Authorities are investigating the drug haul, which netted an estimated $19.1 million. It was hailed by the Savannah Area Port Director as an outstanding interception of narcotics by our CBP officers at a port of entry.
And how much money we are saving at this year's Christmas party. Everyone just got their bonus.
That's a whole lot of blow.
Random. Hello, Jake. Random, welcome random, to the men's room. Random. We'll try to get back to Jake. Apparently, the wind tunnel he's in.
Oh, busy.
He's drowning out the
side. Rolling down the highway, wind it down.
Hello, Avery. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
All right, Avery. Here you go. What's the dumbest or weirdest reason you or someone else called the cops?
Oh, God. Well, it wasn't me, but there was this, oh, man, I'm really going to have to think about this.
Are you trying to protect the guilty and all that kind of stuff?
No. So what it was is I bought this car not too long ago.
Oh,
right?
Hold on. We're going to give you a little time here. We just need to take a quick station identification. So hold the line back with you, okay?
Yeah, give it some thought.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, this is a delicate explanation.
Well, it is on the party involved. Yeah. You never know. More of the random question coming up. If you'd like to get in, 844-999-HOLA.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.